In his State of the Nation address this Thursday, Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni says he was surprised when he learned about the extent of corruption.
People, even in my office, take bribes from people to bring people to see me. Can you imagine?
He said an officer working at the presidency was recently appeared in court for soliciting bribes from investors who wanted to meet with him. The president's comments follow a corruption scandal that recently rocked the parliament, in which some parliamentary officials, including the speaker, were involved in a cash bonanza worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. Museveni said he has credible information that the vice is widespread among public officials.
I have been hearing that from Ministry of Finance, they arrange with the accounting officers of ministries to come to parliament, working with some people there, to provide certain funds, provided you take a share. I didn't believe this, but now I have proof.
Goreth Namuga is the deputy chairperson of the Public Accounts Committee at the parliament. Namuga, who is a member of Uganda's leading opposition party, the National Unity Platform, says he was not moved by the president's speech.
Everything is, you know, is in a sham. So we cannot expect a president to just come and just flatter, in simplicity, speak about a word corruption without giving us his strategy.
Crispin Kaheru, an anti-corruption activist, agrees. Kaheru says the president's speech should be backed by an unwavering political will to fight and end graft and mismanagement in the country.
His assertion of having proof of a corruption racket and his promise to crush it without granting amnesty, I think signals a very strong commitment. However, I want to note that while these words are promising, the Ugandan people demand just more than rhetoric. They want to see real action taken against the corrupt.
Experts have noted corruption contributes to the worsening of poverty and inequality in Uganda, as citizens are deprived of essential services and infrastructure. The country loses at least 1 million Uganda shillings, or about $260 per hour, through corruption, according to Uganda's Inspectorate of Government. For VOA News, I am Mugume Davis Rwakarinjini, Kampala, Uganda.